Ford/show.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Jesse Lee Peterson, you know, we've got an African-American making news here. That's Elon Musk. And he says, well, actually, first, I think this is brilliant. Trump is going to announce that Elon Musk is going to run the Government Efficiency Commission, and it would unlock tremendous prosperity for America. I've been harping on this for years since I've been on the air, Jesse. This is a no-brainer. The Government Efficiency Commission. And I'm not for big government or big government spending. I'm certainly not. However, if we're going to look at this budget, let's at least have it benefiting America instead of foreign countries. Yeah. And so Musk goes on here. Your tax dollars are being wasted to a degree that is hard to comprehend. And that pretty much sums it up. But here's what I want your take on, Jesse. And I am in complete agreement with this, and this is why it's my main focus to get Trump in office right now and not get involved in infighting or political purism. We can deal with that later. We got to get Trump in office.
Yeah.
He says, I've never materially been active in politics before, but this time I think civilization as we know it is on the line. If we want to preserve them and meritocracy in America, then Trump must win. I agree with Elon Musk. Jesse, you?
I agree 100%. We got to get Donald Trump back in office. Otherwise, it is over, and I doubt it was ever returned to normalcy again. We have no other choice. And I believe that once Donald Trump gets in, he's going to make America function again. He's going to bring back the jobs. He's going to lower the taxes. I believe he will put a team together, including Elon, that will really, really get us back functioning again at a fast pace, because we're really, really low on a totem pole right now. It is worse than what we can even imagine, and we need Donald Trump and a team put together that will forget about all the personal stuff and all that mess, and just really make America strong again, make us the world look at us and admire us again, be afraid of us again, want to be like America. And Donald Trump is the only guy that can do that. And I believe Elon Musk, the Kennedy guy, though I don't agree with a lot of things about him, I think he'll be a great asset to Donald Trump's administration as well. And that's why the Democratic Party didn't want Kennedy back. They fought to keep him out. Just think about that. They would not give him, according to report, they would not give him security. He did not get many interviews.
They tried to keep him off the ballot.
They tried to keep, that's right. And you got to remember, the Kennedy family at one time was the Democratic Party. They love, even the so-called civil rights movement, they love the Kennedy. In the black community, in the black homes at one time, when the Kennedy guy was the president, the black people were taking Jesus Christ photo away from the chef, and they would put Kennedy there. Kennedy Kennedy took the place of Jesus. And nobody took the place of Jesus, right? And the black people. But they took Kennedy, they put Jesus Christ down and put Kennedy there. I never thought for a second in my lifetime that I would see the Democratic Party turn against a Kennedy. It just didn't seem like that was possible. It looked like if you got turned against a Kennedy, the whole Democratic Party would crash.
Well, I would say, Jesse, I think what's happened here is, this isn't the Democrat Party anymore. I mean, they might put the D behind their name, and they might say that they're Democrat. This is not the Democrat Party. This is a group of radical extremists and communists and criminals, quite frankly, that just wear the Democrat Party suit and skin as a mask.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. You know, in reflection during the break, I was thinking about, I remember when they were sending all our money over to Ukraine. They were sending everything Ukraine wanted. They were just sending money. And the American people were crying, you know what? We need the money here. We need to shut down the borders. We need to do so. We need help. Help us. They would not help us. They were sending money over to Ukraine and shut down and leave the borders wide open. And if the Border Patrol tried to do something about it, they were handicapped them, that they would not do anything. I remember when they stopped funding the police. Kamala Harris and Biden and Obama, those people did nothing about it. Just think about this, man. They got rid of the police in the United States of America. They got rid of the police. They opened up the floodgate of the prisons around the country. They took away the bail bonds, and they said to the criminals, you are free to go. Go and do your thing, whatever you want. If you want to steal from the stores, you can steal up to $1,000. Don't worry.
If you stop the thief, you get arrested.
Right.
The cops will get called on you.
You'll get, absolutely. They'll put you in jail for stopping the criminal. I can't tell you the number of supermarkets I've gone into recently, and the stores are empty. And I'm like, where are the merchandise? I need to buy this. They took them. They're looking at the criminals outside in the parking lot. They were coming to the store, and they would steal up to $1,000, and they would go back into their cars, and they would come back and steal up to another $1,000.
It's so crazy.
And the workers can't do anything.
Jesse, it's so crazy. I have friends that run grocery stores here, big grocery stores, and a lot of their salary actually depends on the final numbers, meaning like if everything checks out at the end of the month, if the numbers are correct, then they get bonuses. So there's an inherent reason for the employees and the managers to make sure that there's no theft at the stores, because that's how they get the most out of their salaries. But if they try to stop the mass theft that goes on, there's nothing they can do about it. They can't call the cops. They can't stop them. They can't they can't bring them down. And so they're forced in this situation where it's like okay, there goes $10,000 of a bonus because I can't stop these criminals and I can't call the cops. I mean, it's just how – it's a mad world. And Trump said this last night, Jesse, in closing. I'll get your response. It was a perfect response, and Hannity kind of started off the interview with a bad question. But Trump said a perfect response about how we've got a sick world and we've got a mad world. And we've got to make it healthy, and we've got to bring it back to sanity again. And that's really what this is, Jesse.
And only Donald Trump can do that. I wanted people to remember and not forget. These people that want to be reelected come November, want to put Kamala Harris in there, these are the people that cause all the problems in our own government. This government caused all the problems that we're having to deal with. Food prices, homelessness, and everything. Our government did it to us. They made sure that this happened. They wanted us to be afraid. They want us to be worried. They brought as much chaos down on us. Our enemy couldn't even treat us this bad. Our own government did this, man. The same people that want to be reelected come November are the people who have given us pure hell and pure fear and pure worry over the last 4 years. And now they're trying to blame Donald Trump.
It's crazy. Jesse, in closing quickly, if Kamala Harris was cleaning greens in the bathtub and served them up for you for dinner, would you try them?
No, I would not tell you.
You wouldn't eat her bathtub greens?
She doesn't even have a common sense to clean and cook greens. She's in the bathtub. That doesn't even make
sense. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Something fishy. Something fishy. All right, final segment here of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a couple other news stories I want to get to. Again, this shooting and the response from the Democrats, it's also predictable. The FBI knew about this guy. And I mean, covering this stuff now is just insane here. You pretty much just get sued anytime you cover a shooting around here. So, okay. The FBI says they knew about this shooter's activity as early as 2023. The school got a call the morning of warning that there would be a shooting. It's amazing how that works. And then it happens. And so the Democrats immediately come out and then they're talking about gun control and gun legislation and background checks. The shooter was 14 years old. So what gun legislation are they going to have that's going to stop a 14-year-old? Already can't buy a gun, own a gun, and murder's already illegal too, by the way. So this is all about gun control, gun confiscation, and ending the Second Amendment. It's what it's all about. Always is with these dirty Democrats. But criminals that want to run your government and run your life and conquer you don't want you to be armed. That, you know, that makes it a little more difficult. There's always that. There's always that. They got to get rid of that. Breaking. America First Legal has just announced that they are suing Judge Juan Merchan and the Ethics Commission for the New York State Unified Court System for illegally concealing Judge Merchan's financial disclosures from 2018 to 2024. What are they hiding? His daughter's company, Authentic Campaigns, has been subpoenaed by the Judiciary Committee, the House Judiciary Committee, and must appear before the House Judiciary Committee on September 13th. So Congress back in session next week, and that will be going down. So, I mean, we got, man, this September is truly wild. You've got the presidential debate. You've got Congress getting back in session. You've got Trump's sentencing. Got maybe some big legal stuff going on here at InfoWars. Who knows? They could just padlock the doors. I think I'm missing something. There's something else I think going on I'm missing. But it's just going to be a wild September. And then October. And then the election. And then the period between the election and the inauguration. Outspoken left-wing pro-Kamala Harris Democrat judge David Carpenter allowed Bessemer triple homicide suspect out on bond for separate 2022 shooting death. So you've got these liberal judges, liberal district attorneys letting out violent criminals, and then what do you know? They go commit more crimes. Oh, just like they let out that Haitian on bond and then raped a kid. Do the Democrats feel any remorse for that? Never. Not even one time. All right. Some other international news here quickly. 11-year-old becomes the youngest to be arrested over riots sparked by Southport stabbing. So that kind of cultural, civilizational clash happening between Englishmen and the non-Englishmen that live there. They arrested an 11-year-old, ladies and gentlemen. They arrested an 11-year-old. They've also arrested other teenagers and people that have posted on social media. So that's what England has become. It might be lost. I don't know. Europe might be lost. It's bad. The incredible trans rights row dividing Ireland. Teacher is sacked by a school for refusing to call a boy a girl and is jailed again. Now, in fairness, they keep telling him not to come back on the grounds. He keeps protesting, saying that a boy is not a girl, and so then they arrested him. But that's, you know, That's the new thing, is that, oh, a boy can be a girl. So that's in Ireland. But what do you think about this? Conor McGregor scraps UFC comeback, will instead run for president of Ireland in 2025. This seems to be legit. Conor McGregor lays out bizarre Ireland presidency plans as the UFC star insists he is the only logical choice despite having no previous political experience. The Dublin-born fighter has previously been supported by Elon Musk. So this is what's happening. Is real men, and I'm not saying Conor McGregor is the perfect human, but you're not electing the perfect human. You're electing somebody that you need to save your country. And sometimes you got to make a decision that might seem off, out of bounds or outside the lines. McGregor has the star power, obviously. And he put out this statement. As president, I hold the power to summon the Dáil. That's basically the Irish Congress. As well as dissolve it. So as I said before, I would have all the answers the people of Ireland seek from these thieves of the working man, these disruptors of the family unit, these destructors of small business, and on and on and on. These charlatans in their positions of power would be summoned to answer to the people of Ireland, and I would have done it by day end. Or I would be left with no choice but to dissolve the Dáil entirely. Stop the train until the people of Ireland deserve the answers they seek, point blank. This would be my power as president. I know very well Ireland needs an active president employed wholly by the people of Ireland. It is me. I'm the only logical choice. 2025 is upcoming. So look, people realize their countries are in dire threats because good men and women have just not entered the battlefield. They've not entered the arena. They're not interested in politics or government. But now things are so bad, they've realized I've got to get involved. Trump is one example. And so that's where we're at. Melania Trump is about to come out with a book called My Story. Or I think it's actually just called Melania. I think it's just called Melania, actually. My Story, My Perspective, The Truth. So it's, you know, all these media lies and everything about her and Trump and their relationship and everything. And so this total class act of a woman, she exemplifies beauty and grace, Melania Trump, releasing her book, and it'll probably slap down most of the mainstream media's lies about her and her relationship and everything else. So good for her. Finally breaking her silence. You know, a couple stories here. It's kind of like, I don't even know. Embattled Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis showed up to the site of her daughter's arrest with prosecutor Lover long after the pair claimed affair ended. So Nathan Wade and Fannie Willis showed up. Now, look, her daughter is probably, you know, I don't even know if it matters. And it is kind of ridiculous that she gets arrested for a suspended license and she's pregnant and they arrest her too. So the whole thing is kind of screwed up. But it is funny that Fannie shows up with Nathan Wade. And that's an interesting one. Then you have this. Travis Kelce's team call in lawyers over leaked contract that claimed to reveal the exact date his relationship with Taylor Swift would end. Now, they're saying it's a fake document. And maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I think most people kind of think this thing was a sham anyway. The relationship always kind of seemed like a sham. And it was all for attention and let's say money and fame. And other people kind of called it out at the time as well, including right here. But you know, the real story to me is this. It just shows how the media and propaganda and the whole machine of it all can have an entire nation of people falling for something that is totally fake and get you to buy into it and get you emotionally invested in it. And it's literally entirely fake, if that is indeed the case, which most people think is. So yeah, the documents might be real, might not be, but what about that relationship? All right, that does it for the InfoWars War Room. We take a 21-hour break, and we will see you tomorrow.
Supplements are the the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been